Rabbi, we're going to read off the end of the Masechta, and I think it's very appropriate to the whole, this whole Seder HaLimud, which I have to tell the Olam, I've gotten the tremendous sipuk from this shiur the last couple of years. It's something that I always look forward to teach Torah, but it's beyond that. I look forward the whole week for this shiur, and the Olam is mitami ayesim mikulam. I get a vote from the oil and the input and the, so it's the Eibush is all helpful. We should be able to finish Gan Shas this way. Take a couple of years, but our first goal is Kachem, and Amitz Hashem, that is really within reach. The end of the Masecht, and as David said, I am still a Baal Chayv to the, go through the Ori Chaimah with the Chazanish, and I, Amitz Hashem, Belina, that will be Mashal Nevarot. That would take us now a half hour, and I don't want to keep the oil. I see the oil slowly. Yes. So I do want to first mention that the Siyum has been dedicated anonymously, but Le'ilu Nishmas Miriam Basrib Shmuel. So she have Ilu Nishama. The last sugya here talks about the Havamin of the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan Kistei Acherim Lakonte Achuzosei. Lamadala Namanala at the top. Matam Aloyma Lakoyan. What's it coming to teach you? Minayin Lakoyan Shehikdish Steya Chermoy. A Koyan that was Makdish his field, that he received as a Cherim. If you recall, we had the Sugi earlier on that if you Makdish, or Sodid a Hekdish, and then if you don't redeem it back by Yoivil, so it goes out to the Kohanim, actually to the Kohanim of the Mishmar. It goes to the Kohanim that are working that week in the Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't go to the whole Shevet Kohuna. It goes specifically to that group. So how do we know, Shelo Yemar, that the Kohen should not say, Hoyo V'yotze LaKohanim? So it goes to the Kohanim anyway. V'arei Tachas Yodi. And really, it's mine. It's my field. I was Makdish it. So Tachas Yodi here really means it's coming from me. It's not by me, I was makdish it. But lemais, it should be by me, teishali. It shouldn't go to the Anshei Mishma. The Havamin of Maskon of the Gemara is very difficult. What's his Havamin? And we spoke about this a little bit on Daf Choftes when we learned the Sugya. What's this guy's Havamin? If it would go to all the Kohanim, then at least we can understand. It gets divided by all the Kohanim of the whole world. So he could say, listen, now that I'm the makdish, let it stay by me. At least we could hear it a little bit. I should have first dibs. If you're giving it to all the Kohanim of the whole world, so let me take it. How am I going to take from the other Kohanim? Because you can look at it like I have a preference because it's mine. And as we explained in the past, that when you makdish something to Hekdish, you remain somewhat connected to the object. You could redeem it first before anybody else. You have certain kedima that the Torah gives the owner even after he's makdish it, that he's still called a bialim. He has a chaymish when he redeems it back normally. So this all puts you in the driver's seat. So you think you have kedim. But this doesn't go to the Kohanim of the world. This goes to Anshei Mishma. This goes specifically to Kohanim working that week. Why would he think that he should get it above the Anshei Mishma? It's difficult. What the Havamin is. And he has a Kal V'chaim. B'shal Acher Mani Zeche, B'shal Atzmi, L'kol Shekei. Again, this Kal V'chaim is a Pliya. If I'm the Anshei Mishma, if I happen to be for the Anshei Mishma, I'll get it. I don't get stam. So some Rishonim, because of the severity of the problem, they say we're talking about a Kohen who's working that week in the Beis Hamikdash. If it happens that he happens to be the Kohen that is working that week in the Beis Hamikdash, so he gets a piece anyway. But he wants to get the whole thing. And if it's not his week, we don't even need the Pasuk to tell me this. That's how some learn, but it's not Muskim. The Gemara says, Talmud Leimar V'hoyu Asodeh. See, V'hoyu Asodeh. B'tzeisei b'yoyvel kodesh l'ashrem ki steyachem. This is talking about a steyachuzim. Why does it mix it into steyachem? V'chimala madnum b'steyachem me'ata. Areze bol olamei v'ninsalom. It's coming to teach you something about a cherem. Magdish stei charmoy l'stei achuzosa. shel Yisrael. Just like a stei achuzah shel Yisrael, yoytze mitachas yadayim. It goes from the Yisrael and it goes out of the domain of the Jew. The makdish, umischalekes l'koyenim. Af stei charmoy, yoytze mitachas yadayim, umischalekes l'ochav ha-koyenim. It gets divided to the other koyanim. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, b'shalachem ani zoichem idomi. So l'chor, it is the Gemara's question. Hosom zoichem ba'alma. When he gets it normally, if he happens to be the one working that week in Beis HaMikdash, he's just zoichem. He gets it together with the other Anshei Mishma. Hocha k'shokula, here he wants to take it for himself as an outsider. Says the Gemara, Omar homi b'achom itztrich. I would think it's like a kodshim midomi, kodshim lav b'shusa, hocha b'shusa. This is b'shusa. This is talking about if a kohen comes to avoid a beis hamikdash, she can override the anshei mishma. If a kohen comes with his korban chatas, he can walk in the beis hamikdash and take over. He could do the avoid himself. He could take the chelik himself. He can award himself the matnas kun of this korb, including the avoid of this korb. So just like by Hekdash, he has a right to do that. So I would think he could also do it, but over here too, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Over there, Kadoshov, Midomi Kadoshov, Lav Meshusa. Kadoshov, he's not taking out owner. He's doing the avoid. Once he does the avoid, he's like one of the Anshei Mishma. Hoch over here, Meshusa, he's trying to take it as his own. Elam of Nachman Istrich. Salkadait Hamino Oy Luksiv Ki Achuza Soilom Elohim. It's supposed to be theirs forever. Honami Achuzosahi. Kamash Malon Achuzosai Achuzosayin Charmeloi. Dafka is Achuza, but a Cherim, once he's Makdash it, it's over. His connection to the object is over, unless obviously he redeems it. If he redeems it before Yovel, it's something else. Again, it's unclear what the Shakla Vatari here is. What's the Havamina? In the Gemara, till the end, the Maskon of the Gemara is Einech Hanami. There is no Havamin. Maskon of the Gemara is it's a Pasuk. Since there's a Pasuk, you may make a mistake. But in the whole Shak of Atari, the Gemara is assuming that the Stei Charmoy of a Kohen, somehow he'd be able to come in and withhold the Halacha that Acherim normally goes to the Anshei Mishma, and he'll say, I'm taking it. You know, what's the Pshat in that? So I would like to explain this very simply. And it really ties into a lot what we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem and Me'ilah. And it ties to the idea of Maseches Erechim. And a little bit to this whole Seder Alima that we were makabel on ourselves a couple of years ago. The difference of this learning and really the learning that we've been doing here in the shul for the last 20 years. It's a different type of learning, this learning. The Maseches Erechim, when we started Maseches Erechim, we spent some time trying to understand what is Erechim. It's definitely, once we've learned the Masechta, we realize it's very different than when you're Mava Sedra. You're Mava Sedra, you learn Erech, and it's very, very abstract. You say, I'm giving his Erech to Hegdish. The way you simply learned, the way we learned, right, it means the Torah gave a flat rate, what everybody's worth. And therefore, it's no different. Somebody wants to make a donation to Hegdish. So he picks a certain amount, and he says, okay, this is what, I want to give Hekdish 50 Sloim. So now he just picks the right guy that fits the 50, and he's Makdish him. That's the way you learn it simply. You're not engaged in any kind of real Hakadosha. You're not really being Makdish anything to Hekdish. But as we learned the Masechta, we saw it's very different than that. Completely, actually completely different. And Erechin is a very complex concept where you're actually being Makdish the other individual. What you're actually doing is you're going over to Yaakov and you're saying, I'm being makdish him to Hekdish. And we actually brought sources from forgetting the later Achronim, from the Rishonim. Because we know you're allowed to get up on Shabbos, a basic halach and Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to get up on Shabbos and say, I'm giving $1,000 to Hekdish. You're allowed to do that. Poiskin stoka b'shabbosos. We do it all the time. You have appeals, you have this. You're allowed to do it. But you're not allowed to make Erechin B'Shabbos. Right? So the Ran in Shabbos, he asks, why? Either it should be called Maaseh Matan, either it's called a transaction and it should be prohibited, And everything should be prohibited. Hekdesh, Erechin, everything. Or if we're matter for mitzvah to get involved in transaction, so everything should be mutter. Hekdesh should also be mutter. La'alochas, you can't be makdesh a chair. So the Ran says, well, there's a difference. When I'm makdesh a chair, that's called a transaction. Because what I'm really doing is taking the chair and giving it to Hekdesh. So it's like a transaction. It's very much what we were discussing earlier. It's actually like a monetary transaction. You're taking a chafetz and you're giving it to Hekdesh. It's a transaction. He says, when you're poisek tztaka, when you're just giving tztaka, you're not giving any object. Say, I'm going to give $1,000 to Hekdesh. Okay. $1,000 to Hekdesh, no problem. You can always say what you're going to give. It's a neder. There's nothing wrong. You can make a neder in mitzvah on Shabbos. That's what he says. The obvious question is, the Ran didn't finish his pirush. Because amongst the Ran's question was Erechin. And Erechin, you're not giving an object. You're obligating to give money. So the Ran never finished his answer. The Ran gave an answer to me, what's the difference between stokah and hektish? The Ran didn't explain to me what's the difference between stokah and Erechin, which is part of his question. It's the same mission. Ein makdishin ve'ein marichin b'shabbos. Comes the Shilta Giborim right there on the Ran, and he says, we see from this Ran a phenomenal thing. We see that when you make Erechin, makdish gufo la shamayim, you're giving yourself over to shamayim, v'choyzer upoideu miyad hekdish b'dmei yorka, and you're redeeming yourself back from hekdish. Remember David's kasha, right? You asked, how do you do it with somebody else? Stand yourself, you could do that. How do you do with somebody else? That was your cash. Right, that's what he said. The Torah was machadish, that there's such a kind of hakdosha that you could do, be makdish the other person's erich, but there's actually a hakdosha, there's actually a transaction happening that you're giving over something to hakdish. That piece, that shibud that requires pidyon, but you're actually giving something over. So I think we could say, as far as the shakavatai here in the sugya, in the same vein, and that's what I would tell you is the difference between this learning and stam learning. See, learning in general there's many different levels of learning. Many different levels. One of the most unfortunate things is when people leave yeshiva, you have different types of people that when they leave yeshiva. Chaim Volozhin always said, Tzei Ulamad. We say in Agada, he says, if you want to know who's a person that's really a Ben Torah, somebody who's Tzei Ulamad. Somebody, when he leaves, he's learning. When he's in the yeshiva, I tell this to girls a lot of times. They call me about a boy. They want dating a boy. And the boy's already working. He's learning half a day. He's working half a day. And I'm not saying that I dafka encourage that. Okay? I do encourage it if a guy is not learning. And he's either not learning all day, or he's only not learning a half a day. I encourage that. Instead of not learning the whole day, at least the time that he's working, he's not learning. So that's better than that. But what I do say is that if you can get a guy who's working, I'm talking about a guy that's already, you know, I never encourage young men to be out of the base marriage, because today to be out of base marriage when you're 19 years old is makom sakana. But I'm talking about a guy gets older. So if you get a guy that's learning a half a day and working, and he's really learning half a day, and he's working half a day, that gives you a picture of who this guy is. He's a learner. The guy who's learning all day, you don't yet know if he's a learner. You know he is learning in yeshiva now. You don't know if he's a learner. Learner is a din in the gavla, not a din in the cheftz. Is he a learner? Time will tell. I had friends in yeshiva, gavaldik, lamdonim, they don't crack a book. Once they left, they learn for 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever amount of time, and then it's finished. Chaim shalom. So if a guy is really learning, an older guy, he's learning half a day, and he's really learning. Wakes up, akdom, and he puts in a koiches. That gives you a bird's eye view of a guy who's a learner. He's a learner. So you have guys that stop, they leave yeshiva, they kiss the gemara goodbye, and it's over. It's over. That's one option. You know the vitz that somebody said, we had a simcha here in the shul, so somebody got up by the simcha, they said a joke, they said there was a guy, he was, you remember doing it with the carpenter? The guy, first, his daughter was read to a carpenter. and he's supposed to be a great guy, wonderful guy, Gavaldiga. Anyway, they get married, and the guy's abusive. And he's throwing tools at her. Hammer. Sugar. Wood, pieces of wood. And it goes on. Get divorced, and marry another guy. The guy's a farmer. Vita, the clay, machresha, you know, it's flying. Blacksmith. The end of the day, his daughter's already married 4 or 5 times. Abusive relationships. And not only that, mamish physical abuse. He tells Shatzen, I want a yeshiva guy. I want a guy who's learning. He said, why? He says, because he never brings the Gemara home. He had nothing to throw at her. So, you know, if a guy... See, you have those people who kiss the Gemara goodbye. But unfortunately, a lot of people are more fortunate than that. They do feel a moral obligation. They feel a responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should keep on learning. Put in my 10 years in the yeshiva. I should. It's the right thing to do. So they have a... They go to Daf Yomi, which is beautiful, by the way. It's beautiful. The last one to talk down, Daf Yomi. Beautiful. They go to a little maybe shir in the evening, a little shir between Milch and Ma'ariv. And that's the learning. Now, people like that, it's great, but they've disconnected themselves from that relationship that they had with learning. The real relationship where you get... Not like Yitzi's friend mentioned yesterday, that he said that Daf Yomi is like a navigation. Because it tells you how to get... It takes you there. You have no idea how you got there. You have no idea how to get back. It just... I thought it was a good analogy. You finished the Daf. So although Daf Yomi is tremendous miles, this shir I feel, this type of learning, it's nothing special about my shir dafka, this type of learning makes you have a relationship with learning. It's a different kind of learning. You get up, you feel like the sugya is yours a little bit. It's your sugya. It's not something that you morally, you did the right thing, you came, and the Eibishter said, Vogisabai, and you sat, and you went through the sugya. You walk away with something. For a riot, people come over to me with a kasha, with a teretz in the middle of the week. On Shabbos, a ha'or, there's something doing. I try to leave here, I can't leave, people ask me kashas. Sometimes good kashas, not good kashas, but there's energy. And that, I feel, keeps a person connected to learning on a different level, on a relationship level. There's a relationship with learning. And that's the way learning is supposed to be. Learning is not supposed to be stam. Learning is supposed to be a relationship. I think that's the pshat, you could say, b'derech machshava, why the Torah introduced this concept of erechim. The Torah introduced erechim. What did the Torah need it for? You have domei olai. Domei olai accomplishes anything you want. If you think about it. Domei olai is not like erechim. Domei olai is, you say, I'm going to give his value to Hekdesh. By the way, that you'd be allowed to do on Shabbos. According to the Ran, you could say, I'm going to give his value to Hekdesh. No problem. Guy's worth $1 million, give $1 million to Hekdesh. There's no problem to do that. So what did erechim really, what did the Torah need it for? I don't want to get too philosophical here. What did the Torah need erechim for? Whatever you accomplish with erecha, you can be accomplished with, you want to give 50 shlom, say, I'm like Hamishim Shloim. You want to give the guy's value, say, Domei olai. This Domei olai is so much more, and as we went through the Masechta, we saw it, it's so much more flexible. You could say Domei olai on a goy, you could say, I mean, we had cases where you can't be marach them, you could be marach them, atumtum and andreginus, you have all kinds of problems. Domei is simple. It's very flexible. It works on everybody. You could do any amount you'd like. What exactly did the erechim option add? I think, on a deeper level, the Torah showed us that every single human being has to be dedicated to Hekdesh. There has to be an ongoing piece of them that could always be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Ad kedei kach that somebody else could go over to you and give that piece to Hekdesh. There's a piece of you that's connected to Hekdesh. That's in the Gavra. Domei olai doesn't show that you have any connection to Hekdesh. Just using you as a number. You're worth $100,000, that's what it is. You're worth $200,000, that's what it is. Erki olai, the Torah showed that every single living Jew has a connection to Beis HaMikdash. A connection that we can qualify. And that connection is one that you actually makdish to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a piece of him. Every Jew has kedusha. It could be, that's why in the parsha of Erechin, Chazal tell us that we learn out of Erechin, we learn out that it says in the pasuk, the kedushim. Mikan sheYisrael kedoshim hem, sheYesh po Americhim, because that's really what it is. It's an ongoing connection. And that's what I would say this learning accomplishes, is that there's a piece of you that's connected to Torah, rather than just, you learned. There's a piece of you. I want to tell you like this. There are two ways to learn the Anshei Mishmar when they get a schus in the Matnas Kohuna. You're a certain Matnas Kohuna to any Kohen you want. You could give it to any person you want, any Kohen. You could have Makirei Kohuna. Nothing to do with who's working that week. Truma. Truma's Kotshei HaGvul. Kotshei HaGvul. You give it to any Kohen you want. Then there's certain Matnas Kohuna that go to the Anshei Mishmar. Dafke goes to those Kohanim. By Bikurim we find that according to one Mandoma. By Cherim you have that. By all the Kotshei Mizbeach goes to the Anshei Mishmar. It's Mischalak to the Anshei Mishmar. So I want to tell you, it's really a different type. One way to look at it is, it's the same Matnas Kohuna. It's just a different way to give it out. It's a different, just like you find in Zroim, there are certain Matnas Aniyim that you can give to the Aniyim. There are certain Matnas Aniyim that you have to leave on the field and not give it out. Lon evil ager tazavoysen. Then even within those Matnas Aniyim, sometimes Chazal obligated us, like Gedolus Ubedekel, high trees, you should take it down and give it out. Just a way of giving it out. How do you give out stalker? Some type of stalkers you give out, you decide who you give the stalker to. And then there's certain parts of Zoyim where you just open your field, Taniyim, they come and they take. It's a different way to give out. So one way to look at it is, listen, there's Matnas Kohuna. Matnas Kohuna really is Mamon HaShevet. Belongs to the Kohen. There are different ways to give it out. Sometimes you give out Matnas Kohuna, you give it out. And sometimes it's like Peya, you leave it. And it gets taken that way. When it's left for the Kohen, it's supposed to be left by the Anshei Mishmar. That's where you leave it. You leave it in the Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Mishmar take it. But by definition, it's really Matnas Kohuna like any other Matnas Kohuna. It just happens to be the Torah said this is the way to give it out. Sometimes you give it out this way, and there's another way to give it out. Just like everybody would agree. Is there really a definitive distinction between Peya and Stalker? And the answer is no. No, it's just a different way to give it out. The Torah said Peya should be done like this, and this is the way this should be given out. Peya belongs to Shevet Aniyim. And when you say, I raise them, Mom and Aniyim, it belongs to Aniyim. But when you say this should be for Tzedakah, you could decide whichever Aniyim you want to give it to. But it belongs, right now, it belongs to the Shevet of Aniyim. Same thing, when Peya belongs to the Shevet of Aniyim, it's just a different way to give it out. I believe that's the Shach of Atari, the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara was that the fact that the Chstei Achirim is given to the Anshei Mishmar is not that it belongs, it's Dafka the Anshei Mishmar. The word is, it's Matnas Kohuna. It's Matnas Kohuna. The way it's given out, this is the way it's dispersed. It's dispersed to the Anshei Mishmar. Okay? And same thing, Matnas Kotshei Gvul. The Gemara comes and the Gemara says differently. The Gemara answers, the Matnas Kohuna that the Kohen gets in the Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Mishmar, it's not pshat that the Kohen is getting the Matnas Kohuna as a possession, like Pidyon HaBen and like Truma. No. He's getting it because it's Achilas Mizbeach. In other words, the whatever Mischalik to the Anshei Mishmar, really, the pshat is, it's really going to the Beis HaMikdash. And he, as a representative of the Mizbeach, it's like Achilas Mizbeach, he's eating it as a person who's a shutif in the Mizbeach that week. It's a different type of matona. It's a different type of matona. If you look at the Gemara says, Hocho b'rishusoy, midom of kadosh of lav b'rishusoy, hocho b'rishusoy. Rashi says, look at Rashi's lashon, beautiful lashon. Lav mikoyach didei koshokalei. He's not taking it as himself. What does it mean, as himself? He's not taking it as a kohen. Elo makrivei mureyim. He becomes the Kohen on Makriv. He's not taking it, hey, it's mine. Because the one that we give to Anshei Mishmar, it's not theirs. They're taking it as representing the Mizbeach. They're not taking it as a possession. Like Truma, the Torah says, now that's the possession of the Kohanim. So now every Kohen in the world, in a sense, has a possession to the Truma. Rashi even says in Gittin, the reason why Makirei Kohuna only goes to those Kohanim that you give is because all the other Kohanim are miyayish from it. That's what Rashi says in Gittin. What is Rashi telling us? Really, every Matnas Kohuna belongs to the whole Shevet of Kohanim. That's not what this is. Rashi says, by Anshe Mishmar, Lam Mikoyach Didei Kochel. You're not taking it as you, it's in your possession. As a Kohen HaMakrif, as a representative of the Mizbeach, you're taking it. And therefore, it's limited to the Kohanim that are there. It's not a Matnas Kohuna. And that's why the Steachedem, the Gemara says, would not go to the one who was Makdash it. If it would be Matnas Kohuna, and it's just a way to disperse it, to give it out, then you have this Kohen's logic, well, I'm here already. You don't got to give it out. You got a customer here ready with his hands on the pie. We say, nobody has their hands on the pie on this. It's a Kohen HaMakrif. It's only a representation of the Mizbech. That's how the Masechet is Messiah. Hadron aloch Masechet Seirichin v'adron chalon, daitan aloch Masechet Seirichin v'daitan chalon, lo nisne sheminach Masechet Seirichin, lo nisne sheminon, lo ibaom adein v'lo ibaom adoose. Hadron aloch Masechet Seirichin v'adron chalon, Titan Aloch Mesechaserichin Vedaita Halon, Loy Mr. Sheminoch Mesechaserichin Voy Sister Sheminon, Loy Boma Dame Voy Boma Dose, Hadron Aloch Mesechaserichin Vahadra Halon, Titan Aloch Mesechaserichin Vedaita Halon, Loy Mr. Sheminoch Mesechaserichin Voy Sister Sheminon, Loy Boma Dame Voy Boma Dose. You got some of an echo at the new Lenu Avisenu, Shetase Roscom Lysenu Boylam Haze, who say he manu Loylam Abo. Chanina ba papa, Rami ba papa, Nachman ba papa, Achoy ba papa, Abamori ba papa, Rafron ba papa, Rochish ba papa, Sucher ba papa, Adar ba papa, Dor ba papa. This is very appropriate for our Siyum, because these 10 sons of Rav Papa, as I mentioned, somebody had asked Rav Eliashiv, why do we mention these 10 sons? It was Zecher, the Papa was Zecher, that all these 10 were B'nai Smichi, they were Choshev et Hamadicham. Why by every Siyum you mention these 10 sons? So I've mentioned one of the big milestones of this type of learning, when you learn on a deeper level, is you're mefalpa with each other. You talk to each other. This guy asks, this guy answers. There's a certain clarity that comes out. So the Eliashiv said that he had asked his Rebbe, Rav Bangas, Rav Reuven Bangas, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. He's from the Akira Yerushalayim. So many of the Gedolei Hador learned by Rav Bangas. So Rav Eliashiv asked him, why do we mention these 10 sons at the end of the Masechta? So he told him that what's the reason why Rav Papa was Zechat to have 10 sons? That were all B'nai Smichi. What was special? Rav Bangas said a beautiful word. He said, if you go through Shas, Rav Papa is always the one that accepts the other view. Always accepts the other view. And he always hears the other view. In fact, whenever you go in the Gemara and Shas, and the Gemara has a Shail of Nusach, like Brich Zatera, do you say this? Tzatzeinu, do you say Vaharivna? Rav Papa pipes up, since some say, Hilkach Neimrinu L'Tarvayu. Say his and say his version. He's always listening to both views. Throughout Shas, he's always the one that says it. By Moedim, the Gemara has a Shaila, Nusach Moedim, the Rabbana that we make. We have a long Nusach. Hashanach Moedim, so the Rav Papa is the one in Brachas who says, Hilkach Nemrino, Utarvayu. Say what the Nemrino Lakul. Take all the views. Rav Banga said, since in learning, the major way to acquire learning is through listening to another view, because he was always open to other views, he was Zeichu all his children, were B'nai Samchi. He said in 10 places in Shas, Rav Papa said, Hilkach Nemrinu L'Tarvayu. For each one he was Zeichu. So Chaim Kanievsky, a big gon, the son-in-law of Eliashiv, he came back to Shver, he said it's only 9 times. So Eliashiv told him, if you look in Brachas, in the second parak, you'll see over there Rav Chizda. If you look in Rav Kivega, take out Rav Chizda, they put in Rav Papa. It's actually 10. 10 times in Shas. But anyway, says, Harivno Hashem Lekenu is divrei serosko befinu fi yisamcha beis Yisrael v'nir kolono anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei amcha beis Yisrael kolono yedi shmecha v'lein v'serosecha me'eva yischak meni mitzvesecha ki lo ilom hili d'bren som b'rkech l'man lo yevish lo ilom reshkach b'kudecha ki v'am chisoni baruch ato adinu ilam deni chukecha omein 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 salavet. Moedim anachlu fanecha adinu ilim samtach lkenim yeshu beis hamidrash voy samtach lkenim yeshu kchonis. Shonu mashkimim vei mashkimim anu mashkimu divrei seiro vei mashkimu dvorom betelim. Onu amelim vei amelim anu amelim makabim sochar vei amelim vei inam makabim sochar. Onu rotsim vei rotsim anu rotsim l'chayel amabov vei rotsim l'vei shachas shenemar v'ator lihim toridim l'vei shachas an shidomu mimim ole yechzu yimeyem v'ani yevtach boch. Yirotsim ufanecha adinu ilihinu kishem sh'az altonu l'sayim m'seches erichin. Kein tazrenu lahaschum masechtes usfarim achim ulusaimum lumaydu lalamed lishmo velasus ulakayim is kodivu yisamu to yosecha ba'av. Sus kol atanoim v'amiroim v'tamid hachachomim yamid lonu ולזרינו, שלא יתומו שהתורה מפינו פיזרינו וזרזרינו עד אילום, וסיסקאים בונו בסלחכו, תנחו איסכו, ושכבכו תשמור לך, והקיצו איסו היא, ששיחכו, כביעו בימיכו, ויוסיפו לך שני שחיים, או יחיומם במיני בסמל הישב וחובד, אדנו יויז למו ייתן, אדנו יבורך, אסלמו יבא השולם. יסקדל ויסקדל ישמי רבו, ביומוד, ועשי לסחד אותו לחיים יסאי, וסק על חיי ווב, נקעת ירושלים. ושכלול, איכלו בגבו, מקר, פוחנו נוחו, מהרוב, לעשבו, פוחנו נשמי, אל יסרי. וימלא קודשו בריחו ויקורי, וחיי חוין, וימי חוין, וחיי לכל בייס ישראל. בגלו, וזמן קורי, ואימו אמן. שמי רבו, מבורך לעולם, ולומי, אומיו, יספורך, וישתבח, ויספורך, ויסומם, ויסנסה. ויסעדו, ויסעלה, ויסעלו, שמי לקודשו בריחו. ויהי לו מנכו וחצו, ושירו עצו, תשבורו עצו, נחמו עצו, ביומו, ואימו אמן. על ישראל ועל רבנון ועל תלמידים ועל כל תלמידי סלמידי הון על כל מנדו יסדי בעשרודי מדוכה עשר ועשר יהי לו אינו חן שלום רב וחינו וחיס דברך מבחי יריך עם זה נרוויך ובוקנו מקודם עבור נשמע ועבור עם רואים יהי שלום רב ומין שמע וחיים טובים עליהם ועל כל ישראל ועם רואים ועשה שלום עם רואים ועשה שלום עליהם ועל כל ישראל ועם רואים